afternoon. I'm Lindsay, and I'm a program manager here at Microsoft, and I work on Windows UI. I've been working with Alistair from Drawboard on some improvements to their Bullclip application, particularly around the UX.
Thanks, Lindsay. I'm Alistair. I'm CEO and founder of Drawboard, a startup out of Australia. And in this session, I'll talk a little bit about our company and describe the problem that we're solving, why we chose UWP, Surface, and Orleans to build our solution, and then do a bit of a walkthrough of our application to demonstrate exactly what we did. And
we don't have the right numbers.
Yep.
All right.
So our application is called Bullclip. Our first application, Drawboard PDF, is a PDF annotation program, but we're really taking it to a team level with Bullclip. And before I go into, you know, too much more, maybe I'll spend a little bit of time describing the problem that we're solving. I used to work as a design engineer, and as you can see here, this is the sort of world that I was involved in. Actually, more involved with this, piping and instrumentation diagrams as my background. But the point is that in the design and construction world, then this is a very common theme across companies across the globe. And it's the detailed markup that is really the problem that we're trying to solve. It's a really basic problem. And we've tried to solve it in industry a number of times with some desktop software, with keyboard and mouse software, but the proof is in the pudding that people keep resorting to printing out, because when you're on a large project working with each other, you need to be consistent in what you do. And in my old firm, we printed out millions of prints of A3, A1 drawings and plans and supporting documentation. And if, you know, even a small group of people wanted it to be that way, then we all had to do it. So the barrier was getting that intuitive feel of pen and paper. And that's been proven by many studies that you get the creative flow and the work that you need to do by actually having that low friction mode of input. So in building Bullclip, we had really three things that we needed to achieve. And that was to have a really intuitive way for them to get their work done. And being in architecture, engineering, construction, there's a lot of non-tech savvy people. And so that was really quite a big feat in itself. So that was the first thing. The second thing was to provide some powerful features to back that up as well. So, you know, once you get them into a digital landscape, then, you know, you've got to show them why this is really a better way. And then thirdly, get them collaborating in real time. And I'll talk more about that later on in the session about why that is important. But using those three aspects, it's not easy to build a solution from scratch. But we hopefully did it, which I'll show you through. Yeah, hopefully. I'm very confident that we have. But I'll walk you through our application in right from the start, so that we can show you what we did. Let me just open it up.
Top one.
I'll start from the very beginning. We have a secure login. It's all login based.
You have a typo. Alistair I.
Oh, can't even spell my own name. So I'll sign in. And straight away, you might have noticed that, or maybe you didn't notice by design, and I think the internet's a little slow, but we have transitions and loading animations throughout the application, and I'll point them out as we go, but that's a really important thing about building a really intuitive application and trying to get them to the canvas, is that you're trying to create a nice experience, and while we're fetching data from the server, lists, and real-time information all the time, then we want to make sure that the user is updated and feeling confident that we're working behind the scenes to pull down the information. There's nothing worse than having a static screen and having them wait and get frustrated. So we're providing a nice experience for them to get to where they need to be.
And for anyone who's had a chance to see some of the talks on Fluent Design Language today, this motion and these seamless transitions are a really important part of Microsoft's new design language and where we want our applications to go. So it's really exciting for us that Bullclip has been an early adopter of some of these design principles.
Thanks, Lindsay. And so you can see that we declutter as much as possible, take the UI noise away from the user and give them the right information at the right time. We provide aspects of feedback where we have hover so that you know where you are on the screen and on the left-hand side here as well. So I'll jump into one of these projects secure to Junction Apartments. And again, you'll notice that there were some nice animations to keep the user in a good mood while they're waiting for the list to update. And I'll just cycle through some of these. So you can go into documents, you can go into your team list. And again, you'll notice some nice UI and transitions. But let me jump into one of these drawings, because this is really where I want to get to. And you know, this is a great thing about this presentation. I get to brag about our application and talk it through and you know, just talk about what we've done, because you know, our team has done some pretty incredible stuff back home. But this is where we want to get to as a user. So really understanding the user, they want to get to this this part of the application as soon as possible, because this is where they get utility from it. And I'll just take a step back here as well and say that this is the reason why we chose Surface and UWP as our first platform to build our application, because it really marries up what happens in the real world in analog and doing it all digitally. The Surface provides a really good environment for digital annotation. The Surface Pen is incredible for solving the problem that we are solving. And then once we were fixated on the Surface, then UWP was the obvious choice for us to be able to provide that experience, because it gives us so many good things to build it from. So they're now in the canvas, and one of our big beliefs is that you win the customer in the first 20 to 30 seconds. So immediately the user is able to mark up using their pen. So I can pinch and pan like you would expect on a touch device, and then we've already put them into a default red pen, which is probably the most used tool. And again, with the Surface, it's fantastic that you can separate touch from pen input, so you remove all the mess of menus and selecting what they're after and switching in between tools. And that's a great reason why we chose Surface as the first platform. And then just like as you are on a desk as an engineering or construction professional, you'll have a piece of paper in front of you and a number of pens and highlighters, rulers and other tools on the side. So we've set them up with a favorites bar on the right-hand side, really trying to mimic what they have in real life. It's much about user experience these days, and the quicker to adoption that they can have, the more successful you'll be as an application and as a business. The next step in the user journey for this application is you can see it on the top right hand side. We're showing them where we want them to next explore the application. We've got a highlighting effect on the current tool at the top, so you can see that if I change the tool here, then it gets updated in real time on the top right hand side. But what we're trying to do is to get them to tap that. That will invoke the tools blade where they can start to modify their tools. So the next thing that they do, well, once they're in the canvas, they're probably wanting to change the tool that they want. So our way to draw attention is to highlight the area at the top and to get them involved in it. So we have a top-down approach where they can select the tool that they can work on next. Again, UWP provides some really great sliding animations so that we can make this an intuitive experience and invite them into trying out what's next. What I like about this is you can change the tool pretty easily and the panel updates to, you know, whatever the tool is in. So if I go into, say, the arrow tool and I zoom in here, then you can see that the preview will update in real time to see what it would look like on the canvas. After talking to our users, they want to know what their tool is going to look like before they actually use it on the screen. So that's what we built in. I can add that to the favorites bar so that they can use that at any time that they like.
I was going to say, one of the really unique things about this app, for anyone who saw the drawboard talk earlier, is that this one also has live collaboration.
That's right. So we'll show you right now. Lindsay's on another device and she's under another account. And what's really cool about this is that I created this project back in Melbourne, Australia, so our data center's back there, and whatever Lindsay does in real time, does now, is going back to Melbourne and then coming back within less than a second. So that goes to the point that I said before, that what's really important for our user, the third pillar, is real-time collaboration. To make sure that everyone's on the same drawing at the same time eliminates version control issues. It's some of the biggest pain points for our audience when we talk to them, and from my industry, I already know it, that they want to be on the same page at the same time. So you could be out in the field, or it could be office to office. It could be from one city to another or a country to another. You might be on a call, or you might be working on something that you don't know is also being worked on by someone else. And so to make sure that you've got the right information in front of you at the same time as the other person is critical, because if it's not, it could result into, you know, thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars of rework in the future. So when we were presented with this problem at the start and trying to work out what tools to use, then there's a myriad of collaboration tools that we could select from, but we landed on Project Orleans, which was coming out about 3-4 years ago. It's now Microsoft Orleans, and that's something that's used by, was it Halo, Halo 4 and 5, some other Microsoft services. And you know, that was born in the cloud, and it was a fantastic way for us to build what we needed to do, concentrating our own business logic and the business value, and let that do what it does behind the scenes.
And you guys are actually open source contributors to Orleans as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. So our team contributes to Project Orleans. It's an open source community, and we talk pretty regularly with some of the contributors and the people from Microsoft that work on that as well. And it's been a really great experience in you know, building our application, making sure that we're doing the best practices. I'll point out some other really cool features about our application. Again, I said that, you know, I really enjoy doing this. So, you know, I can toggle on and off people's annotations. I can put them into unique colors so I can see whose is whose, based on just the color that they're in. I'll turn that off. And I can have a draft layer so that I can mark up. So when mimicking what happens in real life again, you know, you might print something out just for you to work on in draft mode. And then once you're happy with what you've done here, I'll draw something a little bit more accurate. I'll draw a valve here. Then I can select that and publish that to the master layer or the public layer. So that comes through. You can see that we're really solving the problem of pen and paper, because you can get the Surface Pen to achieve really good handwriting functionality and then share that with everyone in real time. And as we build this application out, we'll include, you know, all the power functions that you need, including, you know, when you're in a digital world, then you can do things like copy and paste and provide a really nice user experience so that they know how to use it, and provide contextual menus for that to be done. So I can copy that across and put that anywhere on the screen. I can delete that. I can use the back of my Surface Pen to delete that, and that gets updated in real time again. So keep in mind, this is a live drawing for anyone that's on this. We have a web application, iOS and UWP. So it's pretty incredible what we can do using these platforms. And then, yeah, providing a nice user experience. So if I want to go back out, find another drawing, then I can search through this list and then cycle back through the different projects as well.
Pull up Justin's deck, if you want.
And it's not just limited to drawings either. We can open up documents. And this is one of the documents that we prepared to show you through some of the UI functionality that we employed to build the application. And I think Lindsay's a little bit more familiar with this.
So we've been working with one of the UX dev leads on Alistair's team, Justin, to make some new improvements using the Windows UI platform. So he put together this really nice summary of everything he did. In the beginning, Alistair talked about a lot of the entry animations. We also called out some of the UI that changed. In the left-hand panel, it used to be a simple list, and now it's this nice grid with all these different images that makes it much more intuitive which project you're getting to. Like Alistair said, one of their main goals is to get people to the project they want to edit as soon as possible, particularly for a non-tech-savvy crowd. So, let's see. One of your others was around window resize, if you want to show that. That was
one of absolutely. His. So they might be in portrait mode, or they might want to have a minimized view. So I can, hopefully that works. So yeah, we make sure that it's all responsive. So if I go back into the projects list, then it'll resize accordingly. It's important, you know, as UWP is scaled onto different platforms and devices like the Surface Pro, to the Surface Studio, to the Surface Hub, then we want to make sure that it scales proportionally. And then, you know, one day we'll be on the HoloLens, hopefully, and so it'll size proportionally on whatever wall you're looking at.
Some 3D drawings.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that's how we combine three different components of the problem that we're solving. You know, having a really intuitive and user-friendly experience on the canvas and getting them from analog into digital, then providing some powerful features to back that up without obscuring the view and providing too many menus to go through. And then third, to provide a real-time experience so that everyone's on the same page at the same time. And this is how we wrapped it up into an application called Bullclip. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope it inspires some other people as well. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks.